Okay, and for today now, just allow your eyes to close. And for a few moments, as you might just allow yourself to focus on your breathing, bringing some conscious awareness to that very breath of yours that moves in and out through your body in an easy and effortless way. As we wrap up our month-long journey about love today, I thought it might be appropriate to hear some words from Louise Hay from one of her meditation books, Meditations to Heal Your Life. And she writes about love. And this little section is called, I Am a Radiant Being of Love. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite supply of love. It is inexhaustible. I can never use it all in this lifetime, so I don't have to be sparing with it. I can always be generous with my love. Love is contagious. When I share love, it comes back to me multiplied. The more love I give, the more love I have. I have come to this world to be a love giver. I came in full of love. And even though I will share my love all my life, when I leave this earth, I will still have a full and happy heart. If I want more love, then I have only to give love. Love is, and I am. And so maybe there's something about that in terms of being a radiant being of love you might take along with you on our journey today. And as we find out more about love in our life, past, present, and future. And so as we begin, let's now take those deliberate three big deep breaths slowly and deeply now. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are those deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through. That is the time now to go within. Now is that time to find out more, connect within through this experience of love that is always here. And to allow more positive thoughts and ideas, suggestions, and images that are more appropriate for you at this time as you allow for it. And so as you bring your attention now to your feet, we'll start at the toes today, and just allow a comforting sensation as though it flows right along through your whole being with every breath, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Becoming aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comforting continues now, flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And right there at that solar plexus experience is a beautiful place for you to express, I am a radiant being of love. Love often is attributed to healing as well. And as a radiant being of love, it emanates out from you, to you and all around and all through, out into the world as well. And this sensation of comfort that brings deep relaxation now continues, flowing up through the chest, all around the heart area, into every nook and cranny of you. And allowing this comfortable sensation of relaxation, sort of bringing love along with it from your solar plexus now, all through the chest area, and now into shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, just simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, relaxing, letting go. And just drifting deeper now. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this sensation of comfort flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now, each breath taking you deeper. And turning your attention to the back area, allowing this sensation of comfort to flow across and down your spine. Strengthening that spine of yours, for you are on your valiant path. Middle back releases, deeper and lower. Lower back releasing now. Each breath taking you deeper. The whole entire back area begins to soothe and smooth. Smoothing out any rough edges. All the muscles, tissues, fibers are releasing and letting go. Each breath continues to take you deeper now. And from that lower back, let's send this comforting all the way down the backside of your body, to your feet again. And then, as you place your attention at the base of your neck, allow this comforting, that's very nurturing now, flow up over the back of your head, all around the crown of your head, circling around, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now, what if you were to imagine and get a sense of what your image might be like at the top of your symbolic staircase if you truly were allowing yourself to know what it might be like to be a radiant being of love? What would that mean for you? Almost as though from a higher perspective, sort of maybe like your higher self could take a look at your image at the top of your symbolic staircase, the staircase of 21 steps. We're going to reinforce this radiant being image of love. But your higher self takes a look at you at the top of your symbolic staircase. And how might looking through the eyes of higher self, do you kind of suppose yourself this image, already an image of radiant help, but now, in addition, a radiant being of love? So just notice about the image of you being in that radiant love being and imagining and visualizing your radiantly healthy you. And take a look at yourself through your higher self's eyes as though you could, a little bit removed, so that you could notice about your image. And what makes it be a being of love that's radiant? Maybe there's also a feeling that goes along with it. When we mentioned about your solar plexus, the I am, or the I am becoming sensation of radiant being of love. Maybe there's a noticing of deep within yourself that sort of your own light of mind-body communication that sends out a radiance filled with love to all the world. And yet, plenty of radiance of love for your whole being as well. So just imagining, getting a sense of it, and then let's bring that sense of higher self back into the full integrated whole being, as though now you feel like you are in your body at the top of your symbolic staircase, and that you're filled with love. Love within, love all around, from the outside to the inside. And from the inside to the outside, love is. And so you are. And every step down reinforces these ideas with a left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. Negatives have dissipated and disintegrated, and you're flowing forward today as we open your imagination door a little wider. Full of love, surrounded by love, comfortable, easy, free, relaxed, walking on a path somewhere out in nature on a beautiful day, much like the day of today. And as you're on this path, filled with love and surrounded by love. It's like everything you notice to your eyes, to your touch, to the sounds that are around you, fragrances you might notice. It's like everything is speaking to you of love. And notice about that. You can feel the breeze waft by your skin, noticing the warmth of the sun on your back. Look up and see the most beautiful blue, blue sky with one sweet little puffy white cloud. And just notice all the goodness of a day like this as you're walking along this path. Now, as often happens on a path that we take, we do encounter something. So just to be sure that you have all that you need, some of you might like to take your wise and loving guide along with you. Some of you might be just fine with the crystal that you have that represents your inner strength. It's in your pocket or around your neck. And you can shine its light on anything you want to know more about. But you're walking along, whether you're with just your crystal or with your crystal and your wise guide who you might like to have join you. Some of you might think of it as your wise and loving. Some of you might just think of it as your wisdom guide. But however it goes for you, it's still a beautiful day. And you're still filled with love and surrounded by love. So in that regard, everything is simply going your way. It's a path of goodness and flow. And so, as most paths do at some point or another, they round a bend. And around that bend, something wondrous appears. As you round the bend, while you are in this natural setting, and you still are, off to the right, depending on the bend of your road or your path went, you may have bent one way or another, but over to the right, you see almost like they're floating in air, although the bottom of these doors, there are three doors, are on the ground, but they're sort of next to each other with some space in between. But to see them is very sort of wondrous because they're simply doors suspended in space. Yet the bottom of the doors is grounded so that you could actually go over to each door, not yet, I'll tell you when, and open the door. Now, when you're noticing this, it's as though there's just a door in space because you see in front of the door and you walk to the side and you can see behind the door and it appears like there's nothing. Interesting doors, you might say to yourself. Well, as you stand back in front of these three doors in your natural setting where you are, you clearly get the sensation, the intuitive knowing that the door on the left is the past. The door in the middle is the present. And the door to the right is the future. So you're all about love within and without. And in these three doors, there's something more for you. Something more for you to appreciate, to settle, to resolve, perhaps, to connect to continue on with. And so knowing you do have either your helpful guide with you or you have your crystal, perhaps you'll choose the door on the left of the three. And let's see what the past might have you connect to, resolve, or finish. And so gently knowing all is well about this, for help is ever present with you, you open the door on the left and enter into a whole other space. There's something on a table in this room that's some sort of representation of a something for you that helps you connect to or heal with emotionally something about the past. Could be a past love or maybe a situation. But on the little table, you find the something that's just meant for you. Could be an envelope with something written in it. And as you go to it, and you pick it up, and you hold this something in your hand, it's as though a love vibration gets very, very strong within you and swirls within and kind of gets bigger and brighter and swirls all around you. And let yourself have a few moments here to just let what needs to take place about the something that needs to be cleared or resolved or healed. And just allow for it. Know that it's there for you, holding the whatever's on the table in your hand. Let this take effect for you in a healing way now. And if there's a need to know something more about what you're holding in your hand and what the effect is for something that's going to just make everything more right for you, you can shine your crystal on this and perhaps find out more. And from this moment in time, let yourself hold this item to your heart in your imagination and just know whether it's clear for you right now or not, that it will be at some point, perhaps later or even in a dream or even coming into your conscious outer awake life, something more is known to you about this. And at this point in time, you turn now and leave this space, walking back out the door and closing that door of the past behind you. And let for a moment that love sensation fuel you and fill you, love within, love without, and know that all is well about this. And then as you turn, you see the middle door. You get a sense of that middle door, and you know this is having something to do with the present. Again, it may be what's just right for you, some deeper connection, some ongoing further something, or perhaps a deeper understanding or acceptance about something in a loving way. And so you move to that door and open it. Again, you move into a whole nother experience, another experience of the present that provides for you an item over on a table that's there in this setting, and look around and notice what is here, and notice where you are. It's a present day experience. And pick up the item and hold it in your hand, knowing you have your crystal if you need to shine on it for more information. But again, as you hold this, let it bring you something more about love in your present day experience. For this is about the present. Some sort of more information or enlightenment or acceptance or deeper understanding about love in your life. And give yourself a minute to allow this to take place now. And so just knowing and actually trusting that whatever may have been a question is being answered, that whatever is important for you to know about in terms of love in your present day situation, it's being made known to you, whether now or later it will come. And take the item in your hand and hold it to your heart. And know that perhaps more will come to you, but that loving acceptance is in full force. And you know that your time in the middle door room or experience is now complete. And so you leave through the door you came in. And when you close the door behind you, you stand back and then look again at the three doors that seem simply suspended in space and yet so alive with a much richer experience when you open the door and go through. So the past and the present are working favorably for you. Knowing, remembering, and seeing and sensing and feeling that these are journeys that provide positive experience for you. And so the last door is the future. And so perhaps you might have a question about how can love take me forward into the future? And as you reach for the door of the future experience, walk through, and again, somewhere in this experience, be it a room or something else, there's a little table with an item on it. And so you find your way to it, and you pick it up and hold it in your hand. Take a minute to experience what's important for you to know as you take love into the future. As you experience love in the future, as you connect with all of your mind, your heart, your body, your soul to love in the future pacing of what is, let yourself come to know more of what's important for you to know. Shine your crystal on this item if you need to, Ask your guide if you need to, and take a minute now to allow what needs to happen, happen. And with your crystal, if you've needed to shine it on the item in your hand, more perhaps is known to you. And even by this experience in the third door, which is sort of a future-paced experience, down the road a little bit from the present, something more is coming to you about your love connection within and all around. And for a moment, really focus on that love within and let it spread in a warm sort of way all around and all through you. Feel and sense the benefit of it as you turn to go and leave this future pacing experience. You can feel the radiance of the love within you shining out from you, lighting your way. And as you turn to complete from this future pace, you're bringing all of it back into this now time as you open the door and come back to being in front of the three doors. And as you close that future door behind you and you turn to look and see the three doors again, then just in that moment, they disappear. And you are feeling the strength of being this radiant being of love. And in that, this sensation of love that it's filling you, as you imagine it to be so, radiating out from you to all the world, also brings back tenfold more, just eons more of love back to you as you continue to let your light shine of love, your radiance of love, and somehow you know to get back on the path and continue on your journey. And as you do, having experienced love in the past, the present, and the future, you've brought back your information from the future to help you even more as you go forward in love, the radiance of being a love being, in here and now time, feeling stronger, connected, healthier, more confident, more self-assured, more with love and of love. And in that regard, you might thank the love that's within you and all around you as surely as it appreciates and thanks you for being a receptacle of it. And then you know that having journeyed this way, you are better for having done so. And so you are. And with these images fading now, the strength of what has come for you today stays with you. And so at zero, we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this experience. And you can bring back what's been important to you from that experience now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to come up and out. to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five, wide awake and alert.